don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. If you are a loving, caring person, then you would not like to break some bad news to anybody.
No, you wouldn't.
No, it's a really unfortunate situation. Some people love to do it and see people cry, but hopefully not with our situation. This morning, we actually have Jessica on the phone. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, love. You're good. So tell us about who you have to break the bad news to.
Lawrence. So I've been dating him for a while, but, we broke up last summer, but then we got back together and decided to work things out again. So we've been dating for a while since then. And when we did get back together, I said, hey, did you see anybody while we were apart? Just to clear the air and just see where he's at. And he was like, no, not at all. And I was like, yeah, me either, you know? And one night I was over watching a movie, and Lawrence had to leave for a work emergency.
Right.
And so I don't know why, but I just started snooping and I found his journal and I was reading it and I found out that he's been dating, he was dating several women during the break and I think he slept with most of them. He basically just went wild after we broke up and split up for a little while.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So first of all, I bet you're kind of worried, like, I need to go get checked now because he slept with all these women.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
So how are you feeling about this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little nervous that, like, he's going to lie and be like, what are you, or, like, be more mad at me for reading through his journal than he is to answer my questions about, like, who are these women and, you know, were you safe and, like, why did you feel the need to lie to me?
Right.
Like, because he's not currently cheating on me, I don't think, but like when we were apart and when I flat out asked him if he had seen anybody and we had the conversation of like, it's okay if you had, let's talk about it. But he said no.
Wow.
And so I'm afraid he's going to skip over that whole thing and just be mad at me for reading his journal.
I wonder why he lied about it. You guys weren't together. So and right. she's not, and, you didn't do anything wrong.
And she like seems to be okay, even though we had this split that, you know.
Right,
yeah, unless he's hiding something with one of these women or not.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Or he's going to be very mad again. But you know what? He did it to himself.
He did. Okay? He should have just been honest.
You should have been lying.
Yep.
All right, girl, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. And then when we get back, we are going to help you to break the bad news that I'm sorry, Lawrence, but I did read your journal and I found out you've been lying to me. Mm. You were sleeping around with many women on our little split together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. I know we'll figure this out. All right. It's coming up next with Breaking Bad News right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Woo, Tracy.
Yeah.
We got Breaking Bad News, girl.
Jeez. We're getting these tough ones lately.
I know, right?
It's tough.
It's the struggle is real with Miss Jessica.
Yeah.
So she's got to break bad news, okay, to her boyfriend.
Yep.
So listen, they had some time apart. It's called a split.
Yep.
A lot of people have been through. That's right. And she literally asked him, now they're back together, did you see anybody while we were on a split?
Right. Valid
He's like,
question.
No, not at all.
Oh, cool.
No. And then, of course, you know, she was hanging out. Found his journal when he wasn't at home and found out he had actually been sleeping with tons of women during that time.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, you're ready to break the bad news that, I know you're lying.
Yes.
All right. So this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, but Lawrence will not. Okay. And then eventually we'll just chime in to help you break this news.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck to you, girl.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Yeah. I was just calling because I just have to tell you something.
Okay.
And I just want to discuss it because it's making me a little bit nervous.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But so the other night when we were watching a movie and you know had you had to leave for work. Well, I was just, you know, hanging out and flipping through stuff, and I found your journal, and I read in it that about how when we were on a break that you had seen many women and slept with them, and now I'm kind of just freaking out about that because I don't know why you lied to me when I asked you straight out, had you been seeing anybody? And, now I
so
find out
you
that...
went through my stuff and you read my journal?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, yeah. She did.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a huge violation of trust. Why would you do something like that?
Here, let's just break in right
let's
now.
Break in.
Hi, good morning. Is this Lawrence?
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence.
Uh-huh. Hey, listen, this is Kristen Tracy calling from Kristen the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Yeah.
You're on the radio
mm-hmm.
with your fabulous girlfriend.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, so here's the thing, my man.
Yeah.
You are on Breaking Bad News, and it is true.
Yes.
She read your journal.
She did.
Which might not have been the best thing to do because it's private, right? Journals are
right.
private.
They are private. Yes.
But listen, she was cleaning.
She
That's
was cleaning.
That's what us ladies do. We pick up your crap because guys don't ever put their stuff away.
Right.
So
yeah.
she just happened to come across it and read it.
It was there.
It was there. And so were a whole bunch of women during your split.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So now you've been lying to her.
Yeah.
Is that right, Jessica?
How have I been lying?
That's correct. That's what I'm feeling. And I know you feel like you've been violated, but I feel even more violated because you have been lying to me for months now by keeping this a secret about how you had been with other women. And like now I'm like, well, is he hiding women now?
Yeah.
Like I'm very nervous about that kind of stuff, which is why I had to bring it up.
Right.
So
didn't lie to you about any of that, though. It was stuff that happened while we were on a break.
I know, but I asked you if you had been with women, and you said no.
We had that conversation one time right after we got back together, and I mean, look.
And so you lied one time. I gave you the opportunity to come clean, and then I just trusted you, and I never brought it back up again because why would you lie to me?
If I had said yes, would you have gotten back together?
Good question. Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jessica, would you have?
I think it would have been like, I would have probably been like, oh, okay. And ask all the normal questions of, well, have you been tested before we get back together? Yeah. And are you still seeing them? If not, let's try this again. But that's why I asked.
Let me just be clear about a couple of things. One, yes, I was safe. So let's just take that off the table. I wouldn't put your health at jeopardy.
Yeah,
I'm trying to wrap my brain around this, and you know, you act like you would have been all calm and rational about it, but I had no idea that you and I were going to get back together.
That's
so I'm going to go date people.
It's true.
I'm going to see them, and you know, when you're young and you're dating people, you know, one thing leads to another, and you know, you have sex with them, and that you know, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
But
you know
I
what?
I can tell you that I did that because you would not have even entertained the idea of getting back together.
I believe Lawrence is right on that fact.
I do too.
We act like we don't care, but we emotionally will probably freak out.
No,
I mean, you know,
right.
when we're always saying, "Oh no, I'm fine."
Right.
No, we're not.
That
fine.
Means we're not. Fine.
We're not fine. But here's the thing. You know what? This is the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
I think if you guys are at a good place right now with your relationship, forget about everything in the past because that's no longer, and focus on what is right now.
Right.
And I don't think there was any intentional lying or, you know what I mean? Like he said, it was one time, it was a conversation. It sounds like he even forgot he had.
And the reason he gave is very valid.
Right.
I mean, it's true. If I would have told you that, would you have gotten back?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Lawrence and Jess, you know, can you guys resolve this? Do you guys think you could continue? I mean, it's all about trust. That's really the question. Can you continue to trust each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the real issue is we're getting to that point of like where we're in the relationship of is it becoming something serious and can we trust each other? And so I don't know, looking for any reason why I can't trust him type thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just freaking out about being a long-term thing and need to talk about it and you know.
Well, why don't you guys, when you're done with work, get together, have a conversation and be real with each other because this is your future and you know it's really important that you trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we wish the best of luck to you and hopefully you guys can continue because then you know you'll have a wedding and then you'll invite us and we'll be super happy
and
then
love
we'll twerk.
To reception. Yeah.
That's right. We'll bust a move, Macarena.
Mm-hmm. So do it for us.
All right.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.